This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Transgressions, the mistakes we make, the lines we cross, the places we go that we shouldn't, the feelings that we have that we need to restrict, hold back, and take charge of, the self-control that we want to develop. How do we define transgressions? How do we define the trespassing against the orders and the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent? I want you to know initially, as Muslims, that we believe sin is not inherited and it's not through heredity. So there are other faiths that believe in a concept called the original sin, meaning that Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve, they made that mistake, which meant that every mistake thereafter is inherited because of it, that a human being had no choice, that from the moment you were born, you were already a sinner. For us as Muslims, we don't believe that. We don't believe in the original sin concept. Our belief is that we all begin on a clean slate, and that clean slate can be wiped clean again, and that you can have many, many opportunities in your life to clear it. Every day, every hour, you can clear it, if you remain connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something we're going to study later on when we speak about the psychology of redemption, how to think about making ourselves return to Allah and fixing what we have made as errors between us and other people and between us and our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two important ways that you and I need to understand sins in Islam. The first is that one of the great categories of sin is called shahawat. Shahwa in Arabic means desires, things that we want, and it's a part of our animalistic nature. See, you as a human being, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We made Adam a noble, honorable person, a noble, honorable creation. Allah separated between us and other creations who came before us, those that walked the earth, those that crawled on the earth, other animals that were there, and other species and types of things like the jinn that were here previously. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mankind are insan, those who have an understanding, although they forget at times, yansa, so we are insan, we forget our place with Allah, but we are also bashar, we are also the furless ones, we're not like the other animals and mammals on the earth, meaning human beings have a central dignity that is a result of the soul that is within our body, and that soul makes us accountable, but our bodies and our minds and our soul at times still craves that which is haram. And whenever we cross the boundary of that which is decent, that which is good, into that which is haram, that which is wrong, that which is in the sunnah, then we are fulfilling an animalistic urge that we are ordered and have been given the ability to restrict because of our humanness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to lower our gaze from looking at something that is inappropriate. Why? Because you are different to other animals. You are able to restrict yourself from something that isn't just an urge that I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, right? And the Prophet ﷺ, you know, he tells us that before the Day of Judgment, there will come a time where people will lose that sense of shame, that sense of morality, and it will be as if they will commit sin and vulgar actions in the middle of public streets, the way animals do, the way dogs do, the way other animals do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So the first type of category of sins that we're going to look at are the sins of desire, where we are ordered and have been given tools to restrict ourselves and have been taught how to have and develop self-control. The second type of sins is not of actions in a physical nature, it's that of the mind and the intellect, it's that of thought, and that is called shubuhat, doubts. There are certain things that we say, oh, I'm not really sure. We doubt Jannah. A person might doubt hellfire. A person might not understand why something is haram and therefore say, well, I don't understand it, so I'm not going to do it. Or a person might have in their heart, well, you know, they doubt why everybody else is doing it. Why can't I be like them? So they doubt the scripture that was sent to the Prophet ﷺ. And those two main branches, the desires and the doubts, are the two types of sins that any human being can perform. Any sin that you think of is going to be in one of them. Some of them are in both, right? And all of the major sins, all of the minor sins, and we'll talk about the difference between the two shortly, all of them come under these two branches. Islam was sent to protect five important things for us. It was sent to protect our faithfulness in God, that we don't worship anything but Allah. So Islam taught us how to pray and who not to pray to, who is Allah, who is not Allah, and what are the things that make us knowing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can go back to the series, Me, Myself, and Allah, to understand this more about our tawheed. Number two, Islam was sent to protect the sanctity of life. And it's for that reason that assault is wrong, harming others is wrong, murder is wrong. The third category is to protect property and other people's belongings. And under that, you will find that there's stealing is wrong and, you know, using things without permission is wrong. All of those things that relate to other people's property. Number four, Islam was sent to protect the mind and the clarity of thought. And for that reason, anything that intoxicates, anything that clouds the mind and makes you think in a way that is less than what you would normally think in amount that is sinful is deemed haram. And fifth and finally, Islam was sent to protect our lineages and our family structures, because family is very, very important. So that a father knows who their children are and children know who their mother and fathers are, that there is complete openness and that society is built on a strong foundation of families, because families are one of the indicators of a healthy society. This is what science tells us. So Islam was sent to protect those five things. All of the laws of Islam that make things haram, that which is haram falls under one of those five things. And anything that's haram is going to be one of those two things, the desires or the doubts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from crossing any boundaries due to our desires that we're not self-controlling or due to doubts that we haven't clarified through increasing our knowledge.